FTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
St. Patrick's Day is fast approaching and it's promising to be a spectacular one. Celebrations will run from the 15th of March until the 18th, with at least 500,000 spectators predicted to get involved in Dublin City with the festivities. Now, the multi-talented singer, rapper, poet, Choice Prize winner Denise Chyla has been involved in curating the lineup for the festival and the re-imaging of the Irish trad music that's going to be showcased at the festival. And we are thrilled to say that we have Denise in studio with us. Hello, Denise.
Hi guys.
Hello. So you're involved in curating some of the St. Patrick's Day festival. How did you even get involved with that?
You know, the story is kind of funny because it happened by a chance encounter. I met the producer of St. Patrick's Festival, Maureen O'Sullivan, at a pub through a friend, and we were just going back and forth and having a great time and bonding and just dreaming out loud. And she was like, "Do you know what? Would you ever want to do a gig with me?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Well, I have a gig in mind." And I was like, "Talk about it." And we went back to my friend Patchy's place, and she's a photographer, and we're just looking at photographs and laughing and bonding. And I was like, "Oh, and if I had a chance, I would do this or that." And Maren was like, "Let's do St. Patrick's Fest."
The biggest festival of all the festivals.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
And a reason you should always go to the pub when you're thinking about not going. You never know who you're going
to
meet.
You know.
So the theme this year is Spriok, which means spark. So what things are sparking for you right now?
Connection. I think I'm redefining my relationship with music like really hard right now. I think I'm deeply bored of the way I've been presenting myself up until this point because I haven't really given myself much room for growth somehow. And I've sort of been this like bouncy, happy-go-lucky, all these kinds of, but like I grew and now I'm feeling a lot of depth. I'm really moving back towards like singing, towards poetry, towards like the vulnerability of like being the kind of person who wants to cry if I want to cry on stage because I'm not embarrassed, you know. And there's something about all of that that is really sparking connection for me where I'm like, now I want to investigate what it means to be a poet with a trad musician.
So will we be seeing a change in your music style?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
It won't be too, I mean, I'm still going to twerk for the revolution.
Yeah. Like,
I'm still going to be myself. That's not changing. But like, I do
a more evolved version.
I hope that the music sounds like where I'm actually at.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes music can be a reflection of like where you want to be, or it can be a reflection of who's around you, like what they're kind of like imagining for your life. And I think that this is a lot more me reclaiming my own musical agency to like be like, actually, I specifically want this melody track two. You know, like,
okay, good for you.
Yeah.
And will people be getting a snippet of that at Collins Barracks? Because you are performing there with a group of pals.
I am. And not just a group of pals, a group of people who are already on the lineup. I really do feel like music is collage, and it doesn't make sense to have such an incredible group of people attending the festival and playing without asking them to fall in with you.
So who can people expect you to be playing with?
Fergus Cahalan. We're doing some stuff with the Ishbini Naharan lads. We're doing some stuff with Gemma Doherty, with Karen Cowley, with Max Zaska and Neil Darrington. We're doing stuff.
May Kay, Say La Vie,
yes.
Ellen May,
yes.
Saoirse. We've got the Deadlians, and there's an Irish name I cannot pronounce.
Trafoggy.
Trafoggy.
Yeah, okay, good. Brilliant. So it's quite a lineup.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Acid Granny, shout out to you guys too. Like there's going to be a lot of people who are interested in like, I find that we keep on having this conversation about what Irishness is.
Yeah.
And it gets boring to me because like we're trying to do it without thinking, gosh, how can we be? You know, there's not enough dreaming involved in like acknowledging where we are.
And Irishness has evolved as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deeply. And we're like really responding to the fact that this is a diasporan community that has welcomed a lot of diasporan communities that are all concerned with music and having a good time, being a little bit rebellious, being a little bit left of center, like, you know, like being comfortable with roasting or slagging as far as whatever your culture dictates.
We know that. Emma,
you know?
Our whole show is 3 hours of us slagging the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Out of love. It's a love language.
Exactly.
I just said that to Roz at the end of the day. I was like, that's our love language.
Say my name.
So Denise, back in November last year, you let folks know that you were starring in the film project about the Supremes. Now, for anyone who's listening who doesn't know who the Supremes are, like, as Roz would say, have you been under a rock? They're a Motown group. They were huge back in the day. Can you tell us about that?
The Supremes came to Limerick at some point during the 80s, and it was incredible because it was sort of the most beautiful train wreck of a tour I have ever seen depicted in my life. They went to Lahinch, they went to Bundoran, they went to like the Savoy Theatre in Limerick.
I hope they brought their raincoats.
Okay, but listen, you know, like, you have to look at some of the spaces and the spots that they hit on this tour and just go, like, who wasn't loving you to have you doing this tour? And we that's kind of the point at which this film started. That was like the question that was on our hearts, because it was like a folk tale. And my good friend B Plus, who is the director of this film, just sat down with me, I think like maybe a couple months after we met, and was like, have you heard this weird thing that happened? And do you know anyone who knows anything about the Supremes coming to Limerick? And we laughed about it. And then he took it really seriously one day and just like all of the equations, doing an Einstein little like graphic in front of his eyes. And he was like, yeah, but why were they here? And what did they do? And what was that about? So there's a whole story that I don't really want to spoil, but like, yeah, it gets very 007 sometimes.
And you're starring in this. When is it going to be out? Can you give us a hint, like, where is it going to be?
Well, we're still in post-production. Okay. So, like, this is going to be, like, you know how films are. Mm. You start it and you have great aspirations to finish it within a year, but actually life doesn't work like that. So it's going to be next year. This is going to be a next year project.
I cannot wait, because the snippets I know about it, you know, from whatever you've said and looking it up, I'm like, this is wild. Yeah. How has no one done like a big, big production on it before?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, now you are. So yeah, you just need to keep
come
us
on.
So Denise, you need to keep us in touch with it and let us know how it's going and come back on the show to promote it, please.
I will. Okay. But you know what? Like, I am going to be doing another film that's coming out on the 17th of March.
Okay, go on, tell us.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's called Energy, a visual collage, a visual mixtape. And it's all about kind of like these questions that people have been asking me. What has it been like to have a career during the pandemic and then like really, really break and really, really pop and then also be asked about race every day of your life? And I was like, do you know what? Instead of actually just talking about it, maybe I can be artistic and creative about this. Mm. And so that's like my little love letter to myself. And then I'm releasing music on that date.
Okay, so
I have a new single coming
out. Wow. Because my next question was going to be, what is coming up this year? So that's a lot, and it's very soon as well. Okay.
She's some crack, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm like, Denise, you need to come back into us when the new music is out. You need to come into us when the films are out. Yeah.
I would love that. Like, you're going to have my number.
And I know you're a really busy girl. Like, you're a really busy woman, sorry. Like, you're a musician, an actor, a poet. I also think with your voice, listen to you now, would you ever do some, like, I don't know, early morning meditations or something?
Are you inviting me to come on your show and do some meditation
work
with you?
Is it just the most relaxing voice ever?
Okay,
yeah,
good. Yeah.
Really,
I've worked on it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming in to join us today. We are so looking forward to hearing the new song. Mm-hmm. And anyone listening, if you want to get to St. Patrick's Festival, head to stpatrickfestival.ie for all the tickets, information you need, and events.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.